It was the third reading for the rate increase and the third time Chris Norris appealed to the council on the issue. Norris's mother is a resident at assisted living where the 8 self-pay residents would see a $1,000 a month increase. Norris noted that that's on top of the $1,350 a month increase that went into effect last summer.
And I don't believe that the information that's been disseminated on this issue supports a raise of this size.
Norris served on the city council back in 2003 when a large majority of voters passed a $3.5 million general obligation bond issue. Norris highlighted that public support for the Manor project, as she quoted from a memo city manager Rich Underkoffler sent out to the council earlier this month on the topic. In it, he detailed the need and numbers behind the increased rates, which would be applied to food and assisted living services.
He says, we have not proposed to increase the $975 per month rent component. We perceive that that would be an extraordinary hardship on low-income persons, and we assume Petersburg voters expected to subsidize the debt service and depreciation expense when a bond issue was approved for the new wing. And I believe that's accurate. And you have been subsidizing that, and I think that you need to continue doing it.
Norris emphasized her belief that the assisted living residents should not have to shoulder the costs of the building's construction and eventual replacement.
I am willing to pay for the increase in costs of services that are received by the people who are residents of the assisted living facility, but that I was not willing to see their costs go up to service the debt service or to service depreciation.
But according to the city's income statement for the facility, the increase does not cover the annual cost of construction debt or depreciation for the assisted living wing. City manager Richard Underkoffler didn't disagree with Norris's assertion that the city should continue to pay debt service. That costs about $196,000 a year. But Underkoffler pointed out that the increase only generated slightly more revenue than expenses.
So let's just focus on the total revenues and the total operating expenses. If everything turns out all right, we would be generating about $20,000 more revenue than expenses, operating expenses of that building, which would be $20,000, if it turns out okay, that we could put in the bank to hopefully repair and replace the building and the equipment up there. So, you know, she makes a very coherent argument. If you accept the premise that the general fund should underwrite the expense of the debt service and any repairs to plant and equipment over and above the debt service costs.
And the councilors generally seem to agree with that premise, that voters in Petersburg originally expected to pay for construction of the Manor expansion. Councilor Lee Corio compared it to the pool project bond measures, which were also supported by a large majority of voters several years ago.
By way of analogy, we don't expect our pool to pay its own depreciation and handle its debt service. And the city manager stated in the memo to us that there was an assumption that the public expected to subsidize debt retirement and depreciation at the time of the passing of the general obligation bonds. If those two facts are indeed accurate, if those two things are accurate, then we would be running against the assumption of the taxpayers when they voted the general obligation bond.
Councilor Ed Sarf, like Chris Norris, was also on the council back when voters passed the bond measure for the Manor expansion.
The object was to try and keep people who were lived here and all of their lives and so on to be able to stay here when they retired and so on. And the assumption was that it may or may not go over the costs and so on, but that if it did go over the cost, we were willing to accept that because of the fact that for many, many years, everybody left Petersburg and went someplace else to retire and live, and we didn't want that to continue.
While councilors seem to agree that assisted living residents should not have to pay for debt service on the facility, they were also still concerned over the continued strain on the city's tax-supported general fund. Councilor Melinda Hofstad.
You know, I'm just concerned that at some point the community, it's going to be more and more every year of subsidy, you know, no matter how we do this. And at some point the community is going to say, you know, it's too much.
Hofstad suggested the idea of a long-term endowment for the matter. Larry Peterson's mother lives at assisted living. He also addressed the city council. He acknowledged the difficulty in covering the cost for a small facility like this. At the same time, he worried it would become too expensive for people to live there.
I just want to say that I think you as a council have to decide what you want the future of that facility, because in the end, you're just going to price everybody out of it at the rate we're going. And I know where Rich is coming from, because you told him, try to make it pay for itself.
The council postponed their final vote pending more clarification on expenses and revenue needs. Councillor Lee Corio opposed the postponement. The issue will be back on the agenda June 1st. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.